Well, reporting center?
Yes, this is Colette from Newman Police Department in California.
Hey. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
This is Officer Newman PD.
Yes, sir.
From California.
Uh-huh.
And, well, I was talking to my partner.
Okay.
I think we were on patrol, you know, back here. It's about 3 in the morning.
Right.
And we noticed lights to our east, and it was just hovering over a field about 500 feet. And we were about 60 feet away, and we had to go around the block. And by the time we came around the block, it started moving. And, you know, it just disappeared.
Okay. And that's all you could see with the lights?
That's it.
It had two red lights and one blue light. It was in a triangular type shape.
I see.
And it took off at speed that you can't believe. We chased it, and it just vanished before we could even round another corner. And I spent 20 years in service, 14 in the Air Force, and never seen anything move so fast in my life.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. We were reading the reports, and I said, well, maybe we ought to report it. I don't know. But it I've never believed in this until now. Because this thing was it just fascinates me to no end.
Okay, now, were these lights absolutely stationary?
Yeah, it was absolutely stationary. My partner, the one on the other line, he said that, hey, what's that red and blue light up there? And I saw somebody must have put up a new antenna. Let's go check it out. And it was just actually this on the street that I live on. And we went, what is that, about 50, 60 feet?
Yeah.
And it started moving. And I thought, hey, that damn thing's moving. And we took off around the corner. And as we rounded the corner, we seen it go. And we went to pursuit for maybe about 2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And it just plain disappeared. And it was absolutely no sound. It was just fantastic.
Uh-huh.
So I said, well, maybe we better report it. They'll think we're nuts, but we'll report it anyway.
Okay. What time did you spot that?
At about 2, let's see, we left the side of the office. 2:20, about 2:20, I'd say, yeah.
Okay.
And it headed southeast out of our area.
Okay.
We're in the San Joaquin Valley.
Okay, I'd like to get to your names.
Okay. We even shut off the headlights of our units because I told them, I said, douse some lights, I want to take a look at it. And it was just, it's just like some speed that I just can't describe. It was just unbelievable.
And this thing was on the move when you saw it actually disappear?
When it disappeared, it was stopped when we saw it. It was
right,
just hanging there about 500-600 feet up.
Right.
And like I said, we thought somebody's erected a new antenna. And then as we came around off of Amy Drive onto Hilda Street.
Eucalyptus?
Yeah, onto Hodden. Is it Hodden that goes in there? What's the one that goes across the engine?
That's Driscoll.
Driscoll, yeah. I told you, hey, that damn thing's starting to move. And we rounded, which is just a very short distance, maybe 50, 60 feet around the corner there. And as we rounded the corner, Eucalyptus, it took off, and we went after it, and I told my partner here to douse the lights because I want to see it. And it just disappeared to the southeast like you wouldn't believe.
It's okay.
Fascinating.
Do you have any estimate as to how far apart those lights were positioned?
Well, just from where we were looking at it from the Amy Drive, I'd say about 20, 30 feet.
Yeah.
And it was triangular shaped type thing.
Okay.
Now, the PG&E power company is right behind it, right where it was at. There's a great big field where it was hanging over, and then just at the end of that field is a PG&E power company. So I thought maybe they rigged a new beacon up there for the aircraft from a little field here. But see, there was absolutely no sound. The windows were open. We just dropped the sergeant off. Absolutely no sound at all. And that son of a bitch just took off like I can't believe.
Okay, now would that be a power plant, generating plant?
Yeah, right.
Okay, great. I'm glad you mentioned that. Okay, did you have
it? It controls the power of this whole area, don't it?
Yeah.
PG&E site there?
Uh-huh.
Did you have any problems with your vehicle or radio during that period?
That was so damn fascinating. I didn't even notice the radio, did you?
I didn't either.
I just couldn't take my eyes off this thing.
Okay.
Wait a minute, the dispatch is something. What'd you say, babe? I think it was 220, right after we just started coming. What was you saying about the... It was before that. Everyone coming through? Anyway. our dispatcher says we ran a check just about that same time or shortly after, and we had a repeater. You couldn't copy it here, but I don't know. I was just so fascinated in this thing, I want to chase it, but hell, no way.
Okay. Now, is that within the city of Modesto?
No, it's the city of Newman.
Newman, okay.
27 miles south of Modesto.
Okay.
Southwest of Modesto.
Okay.
We're right off of I-5.
Okay, gentlemen, well, we sure appreciate your reporting this.
Okay.
And we'll check this out, and if we come up with any additional information on it, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Yeah, we went out to we had a little small dirt runway out here, and we went out there, and I told you, let me check, make sure somebody's flying around. But we would have heard noise, of course. Like I say, this thing was definitely stopped. There's no two ways about it. And all the years I spent in the service, I never seen anything move like it, so...
Did it leave any trail or anything when it went away?
Not that I noticed. I was just so damn anxious to get my partner to get going so I could get a good look at it, but it just disappeared so fast. It's unbelievable.
Right. Okay. Okay, thank you again.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Right.